With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Iran's supreme leader is warning any U.S. attack would trigger a regional war.
President Trump has dispatched an aircraft carrier and other warships to the Arabian Sea and has threatened military action against Iran over its bloody crackdown on protesters. The Iranian government is vowing to defend itself and respond like never before if the U.S. attacks, and warns of a regional war.
That is Greg Clugson reporting. Two police officers have been shot near Atlanta, the latest in a series of separate incidents that have left at least five officers shot nationwide in recent days. The shooting comes amid heightened national scrutiny of federal immigration officers following deadly encounters with protesters in Minneapolis. Meanwhile, President Trump told reporters on board Air Force One he'd like to do more to help cities fight crime.
The crime-ridden cities are all Democrat-run cities. And if they want help, they have to ask for it. Because if we go in, all they do is complain.
About 150 million people under cold weather advisories and extreme cold warnings yesterday in the eastern part of the country, even as far south as the Sunshine State.
There were a good amount of record lows set in Florida yesterday, too. In fact, there were some record cold high temperatures yesterday in Florida.
David Roth with National Weather Service. Forecaster Pete Mullinax says that bomb cyclone really impacted the southeast and is not done yet.
We're looking at temperatures today that are going to largely remain below freezing from the Tennessee and Ohio valleys on east into the northeast, and especially in the Carolinas where temperatures are not going to get above freezing. Some areas there in western North Carolina and eastern North Carolina received, in some cases, record daily snowfall amounts.
Furry forecaster made his prediction this morning at Gobbler's Knob.
Welcome to Punxsutawney! Welcome!
Punxsutawney Phil's handlers say he did see his shadow and is therefore predicting six more weeks of winter weather. This is SRN News. A new push to overturn homosexual marriage.
Focus on the Family, the American Family Association, and other Christian ministries are joining the Greater Than campaign. It hopes to see the Supreme Court reverse its 2015 decision legalizing same-sex unions nationwide. The group Them Before Us, which is organizing the campaign, says, quote, "When marriage was redefined, parenthood was too. Once husbands and wives became optional, mothers and fathers became replaceable." Michael Harrington reporting.
Pope Leo has told the Vatican Doctrine Office to uphold truth, justice, and charity when deciding priest sex abuse cases. The first American pope dedicated only a small part of his speech to the widening abuse scandal in an address to members of the Dicastery of the Doctrine of the Faith. The Vatican Office polices Catholic doctrine, but also processes abuse cases around the world. So what Leo didn't do was make any mention of the victims in his speech. This is SRN News. Here's Rich Thomason now with the Midday Wall Street Business Report.
Uncertainty over the next Fed chairman's approach to interest rates has stock markets here at home and abroad nervous, and that uneasiness is reflected in the numbers. Wall Street's benchmarks open lower this morning. Kevin Warsh's nomination does require Senate approval before he takes over as Federal Reserve chief. The Fed boss has a big influence on the economy and markets worldwide by helping dictate where the U.S. Central Bank moves interest rates. The price of gold tumbled 1.9% in today's early going, while silver bounced back slightly, gaining 0.2. Both precious metals plunged Friday as their record-shattering runs ground to a halt. The financial markets are digesting the latest report on wholesale inflation. It came in a bit hotter last month than many economists had been expecting. I'm Rich Thomason.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.